You're gonna be a professional plumber for two stacks every time you lay this pipe. You doing it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
bro.
More than likely.
Well, no, I'm gonna say no, just because.
And cap.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the Weird Night Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tiz Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I got my distinguished panel along with me, a young, retired, old YN, right? We got them boy B sitting over there. And go ahead and say what's up to the people, man.
What's up? What's up? What's going on, world?
And the other wonderful, amazing host that we got, right? Sitting on the other side of the panel. All right, he's a little bit older than the rest of us, but we got a lot of knowledge to pass down. Say what's up to the people, man.
Hey, man, I don't know about that. I appreciate that, but you ain't getting that. I got a quote, man, and I just start living by it. I just wanted to give it to the, you know, everybody. So they say if you got a problem and you're not doing anything to fix it, you're accepting it. All right. So fix the problem. All right.
Respect. And first and foremost, I'm going to start it like we always start, right? How y'all week been? Man, we just got out of Thanksgiving. And yeah, like we just got out of Thanksgiving. I just want to know, like, what y'all thankful for and what you've been through in the, like, during the week.
Man, listen, I'm just thankful to be living a life, man. Also, what they said is, ain't nothing better than life, man. As long as you got life, you got a chance. So, been thankful for life, and I'm giving it a fucking chance, trying to get this chance out of it.
Gotcha. What about you, bro?
Yeah, me too, man. I'm just blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be alive. I'm be with my family. Still have all my family. You know, it's a blessing.
I feel the exact same way, man. The things I'm most thankful for is the things that money came by, right? My family, my health, the fact that I got all my lands and everything works the way it's supposed to be working, right? There's just a lot of people running around and they're a lot more messed up than me. My little problems seem small in the grand scheme of things because God continues to bless me, right? Okay, so one of the things I wanted to talk about, right, is I went to the dealership to get my car, like my car inspected and everything like that during the week, right? And because my wife had some appointments and whatnot she had to go to, I ended up having to take my son with me, my youngest son. He's the only one that wasn't at school at the time. So I ended up going to the dealership with him, and he's only three. So, you know, the basic issues you get with a three-year-old is they always got to use the bathroom. They want to run around, you know, that type of stuff, right? So we get there to the dealership. I go and I drop my car off and we just sitting there pretty much waiting. And my son was like, hey, I got to poop. I know normally if he give me one of those, I don't have any time window from in the time where he says it and when it's going to come out. Like, cause he don't really know yet. So I'm like, okay, well, let me get these people my keys and I'm going to go to the bathroom. So we do a little dash to the bathroom, right? We walk in, like, as soon as I open the door, you know, we walk in, it smelled like pure shit in there. There's a dude in there just blowing the bathroom up. And of course, when you're dealing with a three-year-old ain't got no chill. First thing he said, ooh, dad, it's stinking here. Like, all right, man. So I just kind of let him rock. And then as we go into the bathroom, you hear the dude in there just going in. Like, you hear, like, the farting and the damn, like, shit hitting the toilet. And then my son, he's sitting over there. Well, before we even get to the stall, he's like, ooh. He's like, that dude in there, he pooping big poop. So then we go ahead, we get in the bathroom. And the dude, you can hear him getting kind of, like, frustrated because he in there trying to go to town. And you got this little kid, like, right next to you. So he's sitting there, and I hear him, like, flush the toilet. And then our toilet's, like, full of, like, shit. So he tried to flush it, and it don't go down and whatnot. And my son, he over there complaining about it. He like, I can't poop because, you know, that toilet got a bunch of poop in it already. And I'm like, hey, man, go to the bathroom so we can get out of here. But I just wanted to, I told that story just to ask y'all, well, just to first and foremost say, kids always put you in a situation where, like, they put you in awkward situations from time to time, and they don't have no chill. But I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all remember any of the stories from y'all kids pretty much putting you in a scenario where it's kind of awkward, like watching, you know, going to a bathroom or something like that? Not necessarily going to the bathroom, but they put you in, like, one of them situations, because I got a lot of them different stories.
Yeah, I got one. I got a story, but it's so goddamn nasty. I don't even want to talk about it. I ain't gonna lie. It's the same thing with the kids and the poop related, but no, not today.
Gotcha.
Nah, I mean, I never had nothing crazy like that. It's the same thing with me, though. My daughter always have to go to the bathroom at the most inconvenient time. It just always happened like that. Just per se, if we go out to eat, she just wants to go to the bathroom. I'm like, man, I'm about to eat. Like, what the hell going on? Like, the food just came out. Like, she don't, I don't know. But I mean, it's the same thing, but nothing crazy like that, man. Nobody blowing them off, throwing it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, like, it was funny, too. I knew the dude, man. I ain't really care. Like, it is what it is. I mean, it's a kid just saying what he's saying, but.
Right.
Yeah, I had to tell him, I was like, you know, we can mind our business now. We don't have to, you know, say everything that's on our mind, like the first thing on our mind, you know. But he don't care about none of that. He's just trying to live his life. And I don't know. I like the fact that you have a kid. Like, my kid is able to go ahead and speak freely and just do whatever they want to do without worrying about being embarrassed. Like, that's one of the biggest things I'm grateful for. But I wanted to ask y'all, right? So, just kind of transitioning off of this. Have y'all been paying attention to that Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef?
Man, yeah. I thought that shit was over with. I didn't even know that shit was still fucking pop.
So, it is over with, but it's not, right? So, Kendrick just released a new album. Drake just dropped two lawsuits, right? Both of them have Not Like Us being written in the lawsuit. And I know we didn't touch the beef before, but I do think an interesting conversation is getting ready to be had. So on the first song on Kendrick's album, he mentions Lil Wayne talking about how, you know, him earning the Super Bowl let Lil Wayne down. And now I guess Wayne gave Kendrick's people and Kendrick a call. Kendrick can't pick up the phone. So Wayne went in the booth and everybody's saying he has a diss track sitting somewhere. And I wanted to ask y'all, who y'all got in that beef?
I'm gonna say Kendrick.
Nah, I'm gonna say Wayne. Kendrick better chill. He ain't been out long
enough. I'm taking Kendrick. I mean, yeah, Lil Wayne longevity got, you know, he has some bangers and shit, but that shit don't correlate to right now. Wayne is on a downtrod, man. My man, it's like my man saying early, man. My man got one dread still sitting in there. You know what I mean? He gonna get
man. Well, that man's a rap legend. Kendrick, I ain't dead enough.
I hear that, man. I hear it. Right? He has a track record. Yeah, a track record. A nice one, right?
But nice catalog.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with a motherfucking rap beef currently. You see what I'm saying?
My thing is traded. Yeah,
rap.
I've never seen Wayne win a rap beef.
Nah, you know, that beef is crazy. I never seen nobody beef with Wayne. Who beef with Wayne?
Yeah.
Wayne has had beef. Wayne meet with Gilly the Kid. He beef with.
I mean, that ain't the real beef. That was his writer.
Him and Eminem had a little tiff going on, too.
Not no real rap beef. They weren't going back and forth like Drake and Kendrick right now.
All I'm saying is, I just know for a fact. Well, and I'm not saying, like, let's not get it twisted, right? Wayne is Wayne, right? Wayne has earned every single accolade in the rap game. I just think that Wayne ain't no more, if that makes sense. He can still rap his ass off. You can never take that away from him. That is a God-given talent that he has when it comes to rapping. When it comes to beefing with Kendrick Lamar, I don't think he want to go there. This is the same Wayne that talk about, I don't know, Wayne is so unaware of stuff. Like, he thought, I don't know, man, just Wayne is in his own world. I don't think Wayne is in the world enough to beef with Kendrick, I'm gonna be honest.
I mean, I think dude is hyper delusional to be one, right? Like, he thinks he's this super gang member that never been in the fucking street, because this dude's been rapping since he was like 9, right? So he's never really been in the streets. He had money his whole fucking life. This dude is so delusional. He thinks racism is not a thing because it's a lot of white people that come to a show. And he's not understanding that that's racist. Like, they have more money because of what they compiled over the years. Black people don't have money to be coming to your shows like that. Motherfuckers still trying to figure out what the fuck they're going to eat. But that's what I'm trying to say. This is how delusional this motherfucker is. Right? He's talking about the majority of people coming to my show is white. Dog, you stupid. Like,
wasn't just that, too. So when he was talking about when he got shot in the chest, right? When he was telling that story about how all the black cops walked past him and it was a white cop that stopped by and pretty much was just doing his job and just saying, hey, you know, y'all stepped over this kid that shot himself in the chest, blah, blah, blah. But it was like he had like this weird White Lives Matter take, which I'm not a Black Lives Matter person, but it was just, he's so unaware of, you know, the dynamics and that was just one way that he was unaware. Like, he also, what group was that? Now, he thought one, like, it wasn't a group. It was like a person, like an artist. He thought it was like one person, or he thought it was like a group or some shit like that. It's just, he's so unaware of what's going on. I don't think he can really be in a beef.
Yeah, I mean, with that same situation that you were just saying, I think we talked about this before, because I thought I was talking about it. With all them cops stepping over him, motherfucker, I'm going to secure that motherfucking house before I fucking tend to your ass, before this motherfucker come back around the corner and shoot the fuck out of all of us, because we don't know your dumb ass shot yourself. And I mean, Kendrick's going to kill him on that, because you shot yourself, though. Nobody shot you. And then he used to always try to sell it like he's got shot, right? Like somebody shot him. Dog, you shot yourself. You stupid. I'm fucking Cheddar Bob and shit.
And not just that. Him kissing baby on the lips. Him pretty much getting a whole generation of rappers addicted to lean. Like, he's not cerebral enough to be in that battle. Sorry. And I love Wayne, all right? I still think he got it.
Yeah, as of 2025, nah, he is out, but he can't stand a chance with Kendrick. But Wayne is Wayne, so we're going to leave Wayne alone, though, man. They better leave Wayne alone. What's his mom? But he come out and drop one of them 2007 hits. He better stop it.
Wayne better leave Kendrick alone.
Right.
He ain't do nothing. He ain't even said nothing. He ain't spoke on nothing. Yeah, they putting words on Wayne's mouth.
Now, Wayne went and he tweeted. And he's like,
he didn't tweet and hate on. He didn't say nothing, baby.
Something like that.
Yeah, he said something like that. Like, don't wake a sleeping giant or something like that.
Said, like, nigga, you ain't supposed to be there and this and that. Like, no. So what did he do wrong? You go wake. So I know, don't wake that giant. Y'all keep forgetting all the y'all don't forget all the damn albums and mixtapes this man got, bro. He'll wrap circles around that little nigga.
I'm sorry. That don't equate to what Kendrick did to Drake in that beef. And
there's
Drake could never do this, bro.
Think about it. Drake could never do that to Wayne. We talking about hits, okay, cool, but Drake can't outwin no rap beef with Wayne. Like, you stupid.
I don't know about that. I honestly think Drake. I think there's an argument that Drake can beat Wayne.
Why you think that? Why you think Drake is Wayne artist? Come on, man.
He's not Wayne artist no more.
All right, well, he was, and he was discovered by him. Why you think that? Because he's up under him.
Doesn't mean you guess.
He's under him. He's under.
Yo, but it's a lot of record execs that can't rap that make all the money off of the music. Like, that don't mean anything.
I'm just saying, y'all take it from Wayne, bro. Y'all trying to make, like, he can't come out and drop a hit. Like, stop it.
He can come out and drop a hit. He just better drop it. Like, whatever hit he dropping, he better not say nothing about Kendrick.
the Kendrick, man, y'all be boosting his ego, man. He's not that damn good of an artist, bro. Like, he made 2-3 songs. Like, come on now.
You didn't see how that rap high beef was played, did you?
I did. It was going back and forth, and Kendrick smashed him. But you see why he getting sued now? Because he want to talk about somebody being a rapist and all that. Like,
yeah, he not getting sued.
He is getting sued.
No, Universal's getting sued.
Oh, well, somebody getting sued.
Either way, Wayne's not going, I mean, excuse me, Drake's not going to win that lawsuit. Wayne ain't winning that beef.
Hey, man, that's on you, man. I ain't going back and forth about Kendrick. I don't even listen to the guy.
I know you don't. Just before this podcast started, you were talking about how NBA YoungBoy is the GOAT.
Yeah, Kendrick can't fuck with NBA.
All right, and that's where I know, like,
I'm dead ass serious, though.
Okay. That's when I know I just got to buy all this conversation.
Hey, drop in the comments below, who better, Kendrick or NBA YoungBoy? Drop in the comments.
Man, you wildin' on that. Be you, we see y'all, man.
Look at the numbers. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, we understand that, but we talking about a beat, though. It's a difference. Some people can beat, but some people can make music.
True, but Kendrick better not mention that boy name.
And he better leave Kendrick where he at.
No, I'm talking about Kendrick better not mention YoungBoy.
You get a better shot with Lil Wayne than fucking YoungBoy.
Man, you talk about 2024 beat. Hey, right, you see what happened to last cast? You see what happened to Durk and Epps? Like, nah.
That's wild.
Hey, so there's a, just to kind of pivot from here, right? There is a new trend on TikTok, right? It's called We Listen and We Don't Judge. Have y'all seen the new video?
When they running the scene with the
that's the suspect trend. The suspect trend. So let me show you. All right, here's this new trend of bullying on TikTok.
Yeah, I know. I was at this little Thanksgiving joint while I was here and shit, and they started that shit, and I was like, "What the fuck y'all talking about?" He's like, "You haven't seen it? We listen, but we don't judge." And they started going around the table saying shit. I was like, "What the fuck's going on?"
All right, so here go the...
We don't judge. When I was 16, I got a train ran on me. I had to catch the bus home. None of them niggas gave me a ride. Then it was eating Chinese food. And I said, I'm hungry too, when they gave me a bag of Lay's potato chips. It wasn't even Fritos or hot Cheetos or nothing.
I got to sit the sport content, bro. I'm a mama child. I'm way too judgmental for this shit.
Dang. You don't judge.
Sorry. So I wanted to ask y'all, right? Well, first of all, yeah. So that's the trend. That was the first one that I seen when it came to this trend. And I was sitting back thinking to myself, like, man, this is why fathers are needed, right?
That's why they tell me, like, yeah, I'm a nympho. I like a whoa hole. Oh, what the fuck that mean? Like, damn, you really is, huh? But
So I think we're about to get ready to get into some other shit, right? And if y'all willing to fucking talk to me, we really about to get into some shit, right? One thing I'm sick of, right, is I'm sick of people using some type of term that they found in order to justify their bad behavior. And what I mean by that, right, is a mother will sit there and they'll manipulate you the whole time. They'll be like, oh, man, I just got narcissistic, personality disorder. Or they'll be like, they don't pay you no attention. Or like when you're having a conversation, they'll be like, oh, it's just my ADD. I think we need to stop that shit. I think you just need to call shit for what it is. Oh, I let a bunch of dudes have sex with me. Oh, I'm a nympho. I got a disorder. Like, while we were talking about it, well, kind of staying on the same topic, right? And I wanted to ask y'all this, right? Do y'all think prostitution is a severe character flaw? Like, if a person was giving up sex for money, do you think that that's a person that you can be with at some point? And let's just say, all right, so for all intents and purposes, right, let's not say she's one of the ones that's out here giving it up for $40. Let's say she's a person that's out there, like she's a high-end escort.
Like $400.
No, I'm talking like in the thousands. Like, we're talking like high-end escort type.
I'm sorry. I don't want to date no woman at seven vagina hollow.
Hey, listen, if you're high end, right? I see that as a business person, right? Like that's business right there. $40, $400, that's prostitution. When you talk,
it's still prostitution when you pay up out.
Yeah, I mean, prostitution in definition, I get. But the high end ones, that's business mindset right there. Listen, I have something I give up for free any goddamn way, and I can make some couple thousands off of it.
So would you date her? Would you cuff her now? Would you wife?
I was getting there.
All right, so it's the mindset, right? Like after me talking to her, I'm quite sure she'll be on that same mindset, right? She's not giving up a little bit of money, and it's not just anybody. You see what I'm saying? These people are people of character. They have some kind of business. They have characters, right? They're not just any John or Pookie just out there. You see what I'm saying? Character. I might fuck around and fuck around. Shit. You know what I mean? I might date. If she had that business mindset, was just like,
you might wife her.
Yeah.
So you might wife a hoe.
Yeah, my wife a hoe. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, man.
And that's real, man. That's the really shit I don't have.
But if you really think about it, bro, everybody is getting something for something, right? It don't matter who you are. Like, if you're not a virgin out here, if you're running around, if you've had sex before, in some way, shape, or form, you pay for it.
Bro, I'm not with that, bro, because first off, yeah, say she is high-end and she's selling it, but she's still selling it to anybody.
Yeah, but it's not just any... Listen, ain't no regular dirty motherfucker gonna come up with fucking...
He dirty. He could still be 400, 500 pounds.
Yeah, but it's still somebody you can learn something from, man. Like, even this, most of them dudes, they're just there for a conversation, and the sex is secondary, right? These are high-end individuals. They just want another relationship outside of their marriage, right? Because that shit is boring. They just want to talk to somebody else, and the sex is a byproduct of just a communication process. I'm just saying that's what I've heard. I can't tell you.
And I know professional vagina sellers. And I respect it too, though. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I respect it because they real and they free. They living real and they living free. I mean, shit. They don't get no realer than that. We opening up other lanes, but a vagina is for sure a stream of income.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, you got to use what you got, man. Lucky boy, I ain't lay pipe and make money for it. Believe I'm going to do it. You can, brother.
The market oversaturated.
Nah, this big bitch is buying it all day.
Hey, I'm selling mine for 100. I don't care what you look like.
For a big girl, I need at least 250, 200, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, so just on a deeper level, right? I look at it as a severe character flaw. I see where you're coming from, Mac, but I've always had that thought, like, you know, then the day you're paying for it somehow, some way. But the reason I see it as a severe character flaw is because I feel like you don't really value it the way, you don't really value, you know, your body the way that you should. Because I think... Yes, when you put a dollar amount on it, I feel like you're underselling yourself, if that makes sense. And it don't matter how many thousands of dollars that you get, I still think that's you undervaluing what it is that you're worth, if that makes sense.
But what about if she's doing it for free? Like, I feel like you're undervaluing the dancer if she's doing it for free.
Depends on, like, the reason behind it. So, like, if it's somebody that she actually likes, then yes. Well, then I feel like that's fine. I feel like that's you valuing, like, you giving the most intimate parts of yourself to a person that you actually think that you're going to be with, as opposed to you just placing a quick little monetary value on it. Because I think, in a way, I don't care. Like, I think, in all honesty, a woman and just having sex with a woman, I think it is worth a lot more than what they place on the price, like, price point.
Nah, it really is, especially the women's. It really is, especially the woman that you want, though, because can't no price put on that.
So what were you about to say, man? All
right, so that, so tell me this, right? So pretend, first say you wasn't married, right? And you running pipe for $2,000, right? You running pipe for $2,000. You're not married. You wouldn't do it?
Wait, are you saying that I'm giving up pipe for $2,000?
Yeah, ask it, would you be a professional pipe layer for $2,000?
You're going to be a professional plumber for $2,000 every time you lay this pipe. You doing it?
Yeah. More than likely. I'm gonna say no, just because.
Hey, cap. Hey, B, you laying pipe for $2,000. You doing it?
Man, I'm laying pipe for $2,000 10 times a day.
Listen,
he laying pipe for two Tegan McNuggets.
Hell no. Well, you got to pay me.
What I'm trying to say is, why the double standard, though? Why the double standard? Why, I'm just saying now you're not going to do it, right? I'm doing it. Why the double standard? Why a chick can't do it and be business? Because if I was laying pipe with fucking $2,000, I'm considering myself the biggest businessman out here, because a lot of people ain't doing that. You know what I mean?
Because that's the difference between a man and a woman.
That's what I'm saying. It's both same intimacy, right? Giving up that pipe or getting that pipe is the same goddamn thing. So if a man can do it, it should be both sides. But again,
check us out, though. One thing that I think you're forgetting, right? Well, I don't even think you're necessarily forgetting. And I'm going to ask both of y'all this question, right? Have you ever had sex with a woman that you deeply, deeply regret having sex with?
Yeah, I think we all did.
Like, literally, I've been in situations before where, you know, it made me sick to my stomach, the thought. Yeah, like, it made me sick to my stomach, like, afterwards. I don't want to have to live my life that way.
Let's hear about the time that made it sick to the stomach. What happened?
Nah, I can't. Listen, if I'm walking away, because as soon as you said that, it made me think back to that situation. But if I'm walking away with two stacks... I don't even care.
Nah, if I'm walking away with $2,000, I couldn't even do it. My situation was crazy, B. You couldn't pay me to smell that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the situations, like, there's no way I still, like.
That's true.
Yeah, like, I'm not taking that money now that I'm thinking about it.
It's the price for it, though. The price for everything. Might not be $2,000.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Fuck it, the cat out. The cat that I had was bad. It was like four of them. I don't know, but oh Lord Jesus, I don't never want to smell that again.
Oh, so hold on. I don't mean to go down this path, but
it's out there.
When you smell it, did you continue?
Fuck no, man. I'ma tell you what happened, man. Hell, never. Bro, hell no. Listen, bro, I was texting my man. Why I'm as soon as I smoke the crevice, I text my man's like, call me ASAP and say such and such die. Bro, this man called me within 10 seconds. He said, Johnny just died. Da, da, da. He got shot. I said, girl, we gotta go. We gotta go, cuz he's got killed, cuz we gotta go. Man, that shit was foul. I can't be the one to just tell a woman, like, man, you stink.
Up down there. Like, I feel like that's very rude, but she rude for trying to give it to me, because I smell it. I know you smell it.
And that was like my thing too. I can't, like, me personally, I have to be able to, like, consciously be able to sleep at night, and that type of stuff, it don't sit right with me. So I know for a fact I couldn't take money and sell my body. It would be a little much. But that's me. I mean, I understand, like, a lot of dudes are just, a lot of people, not just dudes, a lot of people would just, but they would take the money.
Man, niggas will hold their nose. Niggas will put one of them things on them niggas.
Listen, because I'm going to tell her, like, listen.
Even if it's not.
And if you want this to keep going, you're going to go in there and watch that pussy. And then you come back.
Would you do the stank? Would you do the stank coochie for $2,000? Stank coochie.
Huh?
Would you do the stank coochie for $2,000?
But that's what I'm trying to say. I'm going to be straight up and be like, yo, go watch that.
But she be like, hell no, I ain't watching it. You ain't getting this, that money.
Well, she ain't getting the pipe. You know what I mean?
That's right. See, some niggas don't care though, bro. They ass funky pussy, but they don't care. They don't do it.
Because that's just gonna make my shit not get hard, and then you ain't getting smashed. You see what I'm saying? So now you got a noodle instead of that pipe.
That's why I say the big girls, they paying though. I didn't have women cash at me, pay for stuff, all type of shit. Like the big girls, they paying, brother.
I'm taking the deuce, maybe. I'll go with that. I'll go with a deuce. Beating anything down. What deuce? You know what I mean? That's about 30 minutes. That's it. Some conversation and about 5 minutes of pipe length.
All right, so the next topic I kind of wanted to get into was, yeah, we can start here. All right, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to share my screen. Well, I can just read it because it's not that long, right? So 57-year-old actress Lisa Ray says she only dates wealthy men to avoid stressing them out by trying to keep up with her lifestyle. If it takes the man whole paycheck to take me to lunch, you cannot hang with me. You're still wanting weekend vacations, and I go on month-long vacation. And that was what she said. And then somebody above it said, yet she still has no man. And I wanted to ask, just do you think she's valid and what she's saying? Like, do you validate it or do you think it's just straight BS? And do you think she's ever going to find somebody?
Nah, I guess it tests you. I see it from both ways, though. But I don't know. I mean, just like the commenter says, right? And yes, she still have no man because maybe she cannot be satisfied. Maybe she have an insatiable appetite that cannot be satisfied, man. Right? So she's not at the age where she's at anymore to garner the best of the best, right? She's older. All she's going to get is a dude right now that's going to smash it for who she is, the money that she has, all right? That's the way I see it. She's not the same badass Lisa Ray from 20 years ago. You know what I mean? She's smashable. She's still smashable, but you're not that person anymore. To some extent, get what you want out of this dude, right? Probably not going to be financially, right? Because most of those dudes are bred. They're going to be looking for something younger and better. You know what I mean? But look for something that's somewhere in your alley, man. It's maybe somebody you like to talk to. Somebody that looks good to you and rock with it, man. Sometimes we have to sacrifice, and that's what a lot of people misunderstand. We have to sacrifice in a relationship. You're not going to find a perfect person. There's just nobody out there that's perfect for somebody. All right. We're always going to have an issue, and you have to be able to sacrifice. That's just my take again on it.
So,
yeah. I was just going to say real quick, she too old to have all these, unrealistic high expectations. Like, that's like fairy tale 25, 30 year old woman shit. Like, at some age, you women need to grow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all be had these expectations and it'd be fairy tale. Like, come on now. Like, what, ladies?
So my take on it is a little bit different, right? So, and the only reason why is because I just watched this show on Netflix. It was about older couples trying to get together. And all of them was at least like 55. It was like 55 and up. And one of the things I noticed on that show was most of the people that were at that age, they were in the Atlanta area, right? They were a little bit, like they were well off. Like at the age of 60, like 57, well, 55 and up, you should already kind of have your path in life already set. So one thing I don't necessarily agree with is her talking about the vacation time and all that other stuff, because I don't think it's realistic for you to expect somebody to want to take a month-long vacation. I can't sit anywhere for a month, but I don't know. I don't think what she wants is like unrealistic. It's just, I think the red pill has done its thing into making us feel like what these women are talking about a lot of time ain't valid. And the only reason I say that is because I'm starting to watch the red pill guys crash out like pretty hard. And that red pill stuff is not ending well for none of them dudes. But I don't know. I think there is still some hope left.
But she is definitely gonna have to taper taper her expectations a little bit.
I mean, just like D was saying, they're unrealistic and unattainable. The shit that she wants, right? Nobody is flying around for a whole month on vacation. I know you kind of hit on it, but when their vacation, when they're talking about a month, they're just traveling, right? They're not just sitting in one place, and ain't nobody got money for all. Hey, that's the less than 1% that can leave for a whole month. Even some people that's in the 1% have to still go to fucking work, right? They're working. They're running a business. They're running a company. They're doing something. So you can't just be sitting on your back for a whole month. Everybody's not a movie star like she is, right? Everybody don't operate a movie. So if you don't have a movie deal, you can fucking vacate. So it's unattainable and unrealistic. I mean, it's just probably not going to happen, especially for her ass at her age. But anyways, with that being said, Lisa, listen, if you just need somebody to lay that pipe, man, boy, right? I'm telling you.
Single.
You go on the month vacations with you, I'm the same paying for.
Yeah, so it was eye-opening to me just watching. So on that show that I was watching, there was a bunch of people that just wanted to get married, or not necessarily wanted to get married. A lot of them had already been married, and either a partner passed away or they got a divorce after a long time. And they were just looking for somebody to be with. But the most eye-opening thing was that there was one woman on there where she, like, one of her deal breakers was you had to be a fan of, like, a Georgia fan. Like, you had to be a University of Georgia fan in order to be with her. And one of these dudes checked off all her boxes, even took her to a game at Georgia, but he was a Bama fan, and she was just like, I can't do it. And I was like, oof. I couldn't imagine what it's like trying to date at that age.
But that's Lisa Ray, though. That's exactly who that is. Like, everybody, they can tick every block, but if you can't go on vacation for a month, it's just not you. It's just not going to be you. And those are the people that need, like, you self-moderate, feel this is their favorite word. Buy some motherfucking cat food, all right? And die alone. That's just what's going to happen. Right, if you can't sacrifice something, you're just gonna die alone, and that's off to it. It's some motherfucking cat and dog food.
Random question for y'all. My bad, Mac. I didn't mean to like.
No.
Have y'all ever been in a store where you getting robbed?
Nah, but I ain't been robbed.
All right, so I got a quick video I want to share with y'all.
Everybody, get down!
First and foremost, I wanted to ask y'all, like, what do y'all think he was doing wrong?
He went and robbed a fucking Spanish restaurant, but nobody knew what the fuck he was talking about. Hey, look, that's what it looked like to me. They all sitting there like, what the fuck is Negro talking about? You know what I mean? The fuck is he talking about?
You can't rob a store with a phone, brother. Where's the fucking gun? Nobody's scared of you.
There was that, but the thing that stuck out to me was he looked like he didn't even believe he was robbing it, right? If you're going to go and you're going to rob someplace, you at least got to play the role. It was like he went in there, he raised his voice. He saw people wasn't acting the way that they wanted. He wanted them to act, and he kind of gave up on it at that point. He's like, oh, they really do not give a damn. And in here, pretending they got a gun.
Like, long way not even moving. People not even scared. Like, what the fuck's going on? He just gave up, man. You can see that. So he stood there, he's like, man, fuck that. He walked outside. Fat boy was still out there. He's like, give me your money. He was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
What makes it even worse was she held her hands up. She walked out the door and was like, hey, it is what it is.
Oh, that was a female?
So that's the one. And he was robbing a nail salon.
That shit was wild.
But yeah, just for anybody that's trying to rob a place, you have to believe it before everybody else is going to believe it, all
right? Right. Well, land somebody on the damn ground, shit. Get somebody else with you. Something. God damn.
You at least got to put hands on people.
That's what I'm saying. Slam somebody on the goddamn ground. Shit.
All right, so the last topic I wanted to touch on, right, was just seeing a couple conversations. They were talking about, you know, mixing frame groups and whatnot. And I wanted to ask y'all, well, I know as adults, for the most part, we don't really have as many friends as we used to, right? But I wanted to ask y'all, do you compartmentalize certain people? Do you just put them in certain groups? And if you do you ever mix those groups? Because I think one of the things I learned early on, right, is you can't take everybody everywhere, right? So the friends that I have that work, I wouldn't bring them to certain functions. Like, I wouldn't bring them to the club with me, most of them, all right? Just because these are work friends and I just don't kind of want to mix them. Also don't really like mixing my home life with my work life. So, I mean, I'll bring my wife to a work function or whatnot, but I won't necessarily hang out with work people around my wife. Or I won't mix single friends and married friends, if that makes sense.
I mean, just like you're saying, you should just keep them in categories, right? As in who you're dealing with at whatever time. It's just like you're saying, I'm not going to bring a bunch of cats from Philly, where I grew up at, that I'm cool with, here to socialize, right? It's just not going to happen. First of all, the people that I'm socializing with now are not predominantly of African descent, right? Then you're going to have a bunch of these dudes using the N-word consistently. It's going to feel weird as crap, right? So you just have to leave everything where it's at, all right? You know how to flex between these groups. They don't, right? And then if some shit pop off, now you have to select the side that you would have to side with, right? Because sometimes, yeah, you can play the middle, but you have to side. Because if somebody say something super disrespectful to somebody that you really grew up with, you know what I mean? And they feel some type of way, but you didn't take a side, then you're jeopardizing a friendship at that point. So, yeah, you just have to keep them categorized, right? Or compartmentalized, like you stated. That's what I got.
You see, B, you've been in a situation like that before? Like, have you ever tried to mix friends? Or do you even have, like, separate friend groups?
Yeah, I did. I tried to do that with my female friends. I went out of town, and I met with a female friend. She was with her homegirls. And I had another female friend. And you know they all pretty, but it's levels to this shit, and I basically mixed some tens with a flat six, and it didn't work out right. It didn't blend in right. It didn't look right for the public because it was just like. But that's just one situation. I done did it with friends, like my school friends, with my street friends. Like, it just don't mix. You don't put those two in the same room. Like,
I was gonna say there is certain friends that you have that can pause, that can kind of, you can pull
the neutral and be in both rooms.
There's some that I have that I can bring in like all rooms, but for the most part, so like I have people that I talk to, you know, around my neighborhood and stuff like that. I would never bring those people with me to do anything in regards to work. Because once we start talking like that work talk, you know, a bunch of acronyms get thrown in and we talk a lot about work stuff, and it wouldn't be a good environment. And I had to learn that. Like, you can't bring everything, not for everybody. And also, I can't bring my richer friends and my poorer friends.
That's number one for sure. And it ain't even the poor friends gonna get the hating on the rich friend. And yeah.
Next thing you know, the poor friend trying to rob the rich friend.
Or beat them up, because that's broke nigga mentality. I always want to fight for some fucking reason.
You got where they live at.
Hey, don't get me started on the motherfuckers that want to fight all the time.
But man, y'all got to stop this shit.
The crazy thing is, like, even myself, And I don't know if y'all had this, and I do kind of want to talk about this a little bit, like certain behaviors, certain learned behaviors that you had to use in order to survive in the hood. Like if some, like I said, if somebody's staring at me for too long, I know for a fact, like in my brain, I'm like, you know, what are you looking at? And it made me want to stare back at him, and it made me want to say something. Like, and I have that so bad, like even at work sometimes, when somebody looking at me too long, I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you looking at?
Nah, I just have a stare off with their ass. We're going to be in that bitch staring off all day. Like, I done did it multiple times. I don't give a fuck. Like, stop what you staring at. We're going to stare at each other.
Let me see. The staring is one of the things. I'm always watching my surroundings. Like, even when I'm in a safer area, I'm always looking around and just looking for motherfuckers that could possibly be out there trying to set shit off. I feel like that was a behavior that I learned in the hood that I still can't really, like, seem to shape. And I guess it just, it's all kind of trauma field. And I just kind of wanted to see if y'all had any of those types of behavior. I know, like, for me, like, the staring shit is so bad. Like, I already know, like, in my brain, I'd be ready to set shit off just for motherfuckers looking at me.
Yeah. I think that's in every hood, right? Just the staring thing. What I do is, I look at you to let you know that I see you looking at me, right? And then if the stare continues, then it's like, yo, what's up, right? That's where I'm from, essentially, right? It's kind of like, you look at me, I'm going to look back at you, right? You keep staring at me, I'm like, the next thing is, what's up, right? And it's not like, how are you doing? What's up, you know what I mean? Because I have to explain that to people, you know what I mean? It's motherfuckers about to get down. But what I'm saying is, after I moved out of Philly, man, I had a lot of those learned behaviors. And what I said was, fuck it. I'm just going to drop all them shits, man. I don't give a fuck no more. And to some extent, I think I do, man. I try to not struggle with thinking about shit that might not happen. Like going out, it's like you're saying, like looking to see if shit going to pop off. I don't even do that shit anymore. It's stressful, man. It's like hyper stressful. You're going out, you're constantly on watch, you know what I mean? So
get in the swivel.
No, it don't. So what's crazy, and we ain't ready to wrap it up. I'm just tell this quick little story, right? But I was running through my neighborhood the other day. And in order to get through my neighborhood, I had to like, it's like this main road, and along this main road is a bunch of houses. And I was on the backside of people's houses, but the main road is right there. There's no sidewalk. So I'm running kind of on the grass, just trying to stay out of the road. And as I'm running, there's this dude, he's a black dude. He looked like Carl Winslow, like standing in like in the back of his yard. And I'm running, I see him, and he's just staring at me. It's real hard. And like, it's to the point where it's kind of making me a little uncomfortable. So I'm still jogging as I'm running by him, like, hey, how you doing? And I'm still staring at the dude because he's staring at me. And I'm like, and he didn't say nothing. So I'm like, okay. So I'm still running. And I'm like, you know, what the fuck is you looking at? And I was getting ready to stop. And then the dude, he's still like staring at me like he wanted to do something. But I just kept running. I was like, I ain't got time. And it wasn't like I was scared of the dude or nothing like that. But it's just like, you know, what the fuck is your problem? And I don't know, like, you never really know, like, this dude could be a little slow, like, he could be a little off, you know what I'm saying? But just the way he was looking at me, I ain't like, and I'm trying to get past that because as a young black man, we always got chests on our fucking shoulder anyway. And now that's what people already think. They already think you're ready to go ahead. You're going to start shit just because you feel away. And I'm trying to work through that, you know, as this time goes by. And that's me as a 33-year-old man. Cause I can only imagine, like, when you're younger and you don't really know and you ain't never really been in other spaces, how that shit tends to affect you when you're trying to, like, move up or you're trying to do other shit in life. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to start, like, try to end it here because I ain't trying to take up too much more of your time. I just want to ask you, man, like, what you got to say to the people?
Hey, man, let's... Don't run no trains, man. It's bad for you anyways. You know, I'm one... I really don't have nothing for y'all, man. Hey, just, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in to all of them who tune in. We try our best, right? As I said, we're not expert, you know what I mean? But we're trying to give y'all some insight on some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, I want to thank all of you guys. I want to thank Jesus. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. All right. Like I said, I appreciate you guys every single week. Pat, I know you're looking at it. I appreciate you, man. And like Mac was saying, first and foremost, trains are bad for business. So, yeah, let's stop doing that in 2024. And let me see, we got B-back. So, like I was saying, trains are bad for business. And if you're going to rob a place, right, make sure that you believe that you actually robbing the place. You don't just run in there looking like you don't know what the fuck is going on. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.